Moncrief on News Talk.
If you were in the Soho area of London last week, you might have noticed something curious about many of the people around you. The distinct lack of hair. Bald Fest is an annual event where the follically challenged gather together to celebrate their smooth pates. Jake Morrissey is the organiser of the event. Good afternoon, Jake.
Afternoon, how you doing?
Not too bad. So is the idea to encourage men to embrace their inner baldy?
Absolutely. We offered free head shaves for anyone who was ready to brave the shave and become a fellow baldy. And there was a free pint for anyone who was bald. That's quite a good incentive, isn't it?
Okay. And did many people agree to have their head shaved?
Yeah, I think we certainly grew in numbers as the day went on and the beers flowed. I'd say we probably had maybe 15 new baldies join the ranks.
Wow. Okay, that's something. And like the people who are actually naturally bald who turn up to this, like what kind of things do they say to you?
Well, a lot of them just wanted a free pint, fair enough. But a lot of them are just happy to see what we're doing. We're kind of, as much as on one hand it was just to have a bit of crack, but the other point was baldness is often presented as a problem that you need to fix. Whereas as far as we're concerned, it's just a natural process that you should embrace. So we were celebrating that. That's what it was. It was a celebration of baldness. And I think it showed that we don't take ourselves too seriously. We like to have a bit of fun. And if you brave the shave, you can actually live a perfectly good life.
Yeah. I imagine it probably depends what age you are. If you're 40 and bald, it's one thing. But if you're just in your, say, early 20s and you're losing your hair, that can be difficult.
Absolutely. I started losing my hair first week of university. I was 18, which was pretty brutal at the time. So we're trying to help that generation now, like particularly with social media. The algorithm will push you towards hair loss treatment, drugs that can have nasty side effects, hair transplants that can cost thousands and not work. We're trying to be this wholesome corner of the internet where we say, you know what, baldness is not so bad. The hair loss journey itself can be quite stressful, but the destination is a good place to be. So we're just trying to shorten that journey.
Yeah. And I suppose if someone's in that halfway stage where they're still, you know, arranging it a bit, would your advice be, come on, rip off the plaster, just shave the whole thing off? It's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
It is going to happen. And as we say, it's that bit where you're hiding and you're wearing hats and you're combing over and you don't want people to touch your hair. You're scared of a strong breeze. That's not a nice place to be. And almost always, guys, we actually did a bit of research and we found that 9 out of 10 guys have no regrets once they shave it.
Yeah.
And honestly, you can have years of inner turmoil. You do it. 20 minutes later, you've forgotten all about it. You realize no one even cares, just hair.
Yeah. Now, there's also a business aspect of this view. You sell a product. Does it prevent shiny head? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, so we love being bald. The main downside of being bald is you're 7 times more likely to develop skin cancer on your scalp because obviously you've got no protection up there. But the problem with normal sun cream is you slap that on a bald head, it goes all shiny and greasy, it runs in your eyes. So our product, Bulbera Daily, is designed to be an all-in-one solution for bald guys. It's got SPF protection in it. You only put a pea-sized amount on, it's clear, soaks in, and it gets rid of shine. So you can just put that on in the morning, you're not going to have a shiny head, you're not going to burn your head. Perfect.
Yeah. And is that an ongoing issue for bald men, the old shiny head thing? I suppose it makes them look like they're guilty of something.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a nightmare if you're in the office and you're under a strip light or it's wedding photos and you can just see the glare coming off your head. A lot of people who use our products work in TV and film and on set. They need to have their heads powdered down so they're not too shiny. So once you lose your hair, you realize you can become quite paranoid about the glare coming off your dome, which is where our product steps in to help.
Jake, thanks for talking to us today. Jake Massey is organizer of Bald Fest and head of social media for Bald Bro.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is out. Call 1-800-GO-BOLD.